This is University Beat. I'm Mark Schreiner. About 3 years ago, Kristen Steffen was in a car being driven by her husband when he suffered a seizure and drove off the road.
He stopped breathing in the car. We hit a tree. We were out in the woods in a remote area, and I was the only one there to respond.
Fortunately, Steffen knew CPR. Despite her own injuries, she was able to quickly treat her husband and save his life. Since then, Steffen has used CPR to help save two other people's lives.
These kits that we have on campus and the type of bleeding we're training you for, they're not when my kid falls on her skateboard.
Steffen, who's the assistant director of the University of South Florida Health Shared Student Services, recently added to her skills by taking part in a training session that gives people the knowledge to help prevent an injured person from bleeding to death. As part of the national Stop the Bleed program, USF Health is offering hands-on training to non-medical personnel, both on campus and elsewhere in the community. Director of Safety and Preparedness Donald Mullins is a class instructor.
There's a lot of reasons why having more bystanders know and understand how to address these types of things, and so that's the purpose of the class.
During the almost two-hour-long course, USF Health employees learned the basics of treating traumatic injuries.
But the first thing we want to do is find the cause of the bleeding and provide direct pressure or a tourniquet.
They also learned the proper method of applying a life-saving tourniquet by applying one very carefully to a classmate.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
One
more
okay.
Time.
That's
right.
The idea.
Attention.
Correct.
So it's like.
And they used training dummies to learn how to properly pack a life-threatening wound.
Down here is a whole other crevice.
There's a hole, yeah.
Yeah,
it's not a clean cut down in there. It's a very complex injury.
Mullen says he sees an uptick in interest in the training after mass casualty incidents like the Parkland school shooting and the FIU bridge collapse.
I think people become more aware of the things they can do as bystanders, and so I think we get more interest, obviously.
And while the training would be ideal to treat someone seriously injured in a shooting or a building collapse, Kristen Steffen recognizes it's the kind of knowledge that people might have to put into use anywhere they go.
I drive every day over 100 miles, and I see car accidents just about every day that I drive on the roads here in this community. So for me, it's how can I participate in those kind of situations that I'm more likely to see.
Mullins says bleeding control kits containing tourniquets, blood clotting gauze, protective gloves, and compression bandages are already in every USF police vehicle.
They are all over campus all the time, and so it's a great way to have those kits distributed in a mobile application.
In addition, wall-mounted stations are being installed in common areas around USF health facilities, and there's an eventual goal of placing kits around the entire campus. USF Health is also providing training to employees of the Straz Center for the Performing Arts and members of the Tampa Downtown Partnership, a collection of area businesses and community groups. Mullins thinks we'll soon see a day where businesses put the kits right next to another life-saving device, automated external defibrillators, also known as AEDs.
I would see this as the new norm. As much as we've all become accustomed to seeing an AED on the wall, this becomes sort of the next evolution of things we should be prepared to use.
Because being able to provide immediate first aid can mean the difference between life and death.
Having the tools to help bridge the gap between the time something traumatic happens and EMS and our paramedic providers arrive on scene, and I think it's a good skill to have.
For more information about scheduling a USF Health Stop the Bleed training session, or to see video from one, visit WUSFnews.org. For University Beat, I'm Mark Schreiner.